Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
This is the Mix Me Up Radio.
Mix
Show with DJ Sway in the mix.
You remind me of the
I know how we getting down, man. It's your girl Diva Ebony D, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Friday. We're getting in because nothing but the independent music, indie artists. But Frontline Fridays wouldn't be Frontline Fridays without Tay Black. We got Tay Black live in the building. What's going on, Tay?
Yo, what's going on? You already know what it is. Favorite day of the week. We got Dams in the background. I feel like it's a good old throwback 90s party, man. I'm over here doing the WAP, son. But, yo, you already know what it is. Diva Ebony B, Tay Black, live Frontline Friday, powered by Phenom Radio. Make sure you hit us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Yep.
That's definitely what's up, man. You guys need to y'all follow us at www.divaspotradio.com. You can go to the website, check us out, check out all the shows that we got going on. Big shout out to DJ Sway for making this killer mix that we showcasing tonight. Gil Lear, a little bit of Mary J. Blige all mixed into one. So we're going to turn up in the next hour. Also, we're going to get into this hot mess news tonight. Antonio Brown, former NFL wide receiver, was arrested for strangling his baby mother. So, you know, we're going to get into that hot mess. If you want your feedback on that, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also, you can jump in our chat room and chat it up with us. We live in there right now. www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, some more of this hot mix right here by DJ Sway. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at DJ Sway. We're going to turn it up. Let's go.
Legendary Fat Boy, and you are live in the mix with Mr. Live in the Mix, DJ Sway. What's up?
Yeah.
347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. Also, you can jump in our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DMixPlot. We live in the mix right now with DJ Sway Mix right here. This is the Recipe Volume 5. This is a Mary J. Blige versus Aaliyah mix. You can definitely get this free download. All you got to do is go to www.mixmeupradio.podcastmatic.com and you can get it there. Also, this is a special Mix Me Up Radio edition featuring down from both of these great female music artists in the mix. Big shout out to Mary J. Blige and rest in heaven to Aaliyah. We definitely love you. Hey, Blige, what's your favorite Mary J. Blige song?
I think you know what? I think My Life might be one of my favorite joints, yo.
Okay.
I want to say My Life. And, yo, all right, check this out. I got a joint. I know heads don't really know it. But it's called Steal Away, yo. That joint features Pharrell.
Oh,
okay. That's my joint.
Yo, all my frontline fanatics right now, we want y'all to call into the show. 347-850-1521 and let us know your favorite Mary song. Press the one button. Also jump in the chat room as well. I'm so feeling this Mick. Big shout out to DJ Sway. Follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@DJ Sway, and connect with him. He's one of the hottest DJs doing it right now, man. And he's also official DJ on Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you go to www.c9radio.blogspot.com. Let's go to the play on phone lines and get some love. We about to get some feedback. Hey, you ready? It's Front Line Friday, baby.
Yes, let's get it. Shout out to DJ Sway.
Shout out to DJ Sway. Want to make sure I get a mic check if I clear to you.
Yes.
773, we got Chantal live in the house. Denia, Denia Designs for you. What's going on, queen?
What's going on, Miss Lady? How are you?
We are doing fine. Tay is in the building. We in the mix with that R&B mix with DJ Sway.
Loving it, loving it, loving it. I saw, I was like, I forgot I'm married to his wife. And Aaliyah, man. Oh, yeah, got to tune in for that. Some of the best ladies in the business who ever do it. For sure.
That's what's up tonight. What's your favorite Mary song?
I would have to say Not Gonna Cry. I love that cast.
And then I hear you say it again?
Not Gonna Cry. It was
awesome. Oh, Not Gonna Cry. That was going to wait until it's filmed. Soundtrack.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yo, big shout out to Mary. Denia, you got any shout outs before we take another caller?
Definitely. Huge shout out to you, of course, as you said, us in the front. What's up? It's just you to drop that video of me tonight on the 24th. And huge shout out to my new Next Legacy fam. I'm actually going to be one of the hosts on Ladies Night that is this Tuesday. So make sure y'all check that out. That's for the video. Much love.
That's what's up. Let's go. Let's get to the phone lines and get some more love. Open it up. 972-824. Holla at us, baby.
You already know who this is. This is your boy, Dope Ass Music. Dope Ass Music. No seeds. This is Google Boo. He knows you do West Coast stand up. What it do, Diva? What it do, Tay?
What's up, Dope Ass Music?
Dope Ass Music is your mother.
What's up, Denia and my Linnell boy? What's up?
What's going on? How are you?
You know, I'm love. I'm out here in the bay, outside on the patio, on the block, listening to Mary J. Blige, getting it in. You know what I mean, what's up with this? How can I get down with this program?
All you gotta do is hit up DJ Sway, follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/@DJ Sway. That's DJ Sway. Follow him on there. You can also check out his Facebook page. He's got a Facebook group page. It's called DJ Sway's R&B Mixes. You can get all of his mixes there. Hold on, somebody got roll rage. Nobody get roll rage on the show.
Hey, you know how they do it on the block in the town. You know what I'm saying? What it do?
What it do? We definitely getting back live in this mix. Dope Ass Music tonight. Don't go nowhere. We gonna get into this, further into this mix, top another song, and we gonna come back with this hot mess news that Diva got today. And I'm sad to say, former NFL Antonio Brown arrested for strangling his baby mother. We gonna get to that. We wanna get y'all feedback and y'all comments. If you all tuned in live to Frontline Friday, we can live with this mix right here by DJ Sway. Mary J. Blige and Aaliyah mix. Let's go.
Trying celebrating the things that everyone told me would never happen, but God has put his hands on me, and ain't a man alive could ever take it from me. Working with what I gotta keep on taking care of myself. I wanna live on. Ain't never ashamed of my sick tummies. Wasn't afraid to change, cause it was good for me.
Money Meek, I got my sights on, baby. Big shout out to Dope Ass Music, Mr. Google Boo. Big shout out to Mr. Nia Live in the building. We're getting it in, man. It's Love Without a Limit.
Thank you.
they ready, baby. I don't think they ready for DJ Swayed out there. Hey, we turned it up on Front Line Fridays. Welcome back, y'all.
They ain't ready. You already know what it is. We over here jamming, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I feel like we need to, like, go outside, bring the big boombox out that joint. You know what I mean? Everybody just start dancing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I mean, ladies go out to the little wine coolers. You know what I'm saying? All that. Just hit the block up. Fellas, get the table out. You know what I mean? With the fold-out chairs. Get some dominoes going. You know what I mean? I see a couple heads with some black and mild.
Y'all know how we get down, man. Definitely big shout out to DJ Swayed. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. You can actually jump in the chat room and go right to the link. Follow him on Twitter at DJ Swayed. That's DJ SWAYD. Again, that's DJ SWAYD. DJ Swayed is no newcomer to this game. That's the least. He been doing it for a minute, and he is great at what he do. DJ Swayed wear a lot of hats. U.S. Let me read this. U.S. Sports Veteran, Mix Show DJ for a few radio stations, FM, AM, internet stations, also cable TV, networking, and clubs. DJ Swayed is definitely doing this thing. You can definitely hit him up at DJSwayed.com. Big shout out to Kansas City. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio, the whole team. You getting it in, man.
Yo, we about to get it in, man. Yo, and yo, you know what? I meant to shout out DJ Swayed too, man, because, yo, he was definitely like a driving force behind the project that me and Slay had a chance to put out, you know what I'm saying? Volume 3, Seven Stones. Like, he really got his, you know what I mean? He got his mix on. I like it, all his mixes. And, like, yo, he got the illest drops, yo.
Yeah.
He is a hot love. Yo, that just goes to show, you know what I mean, the type of, like, work he put in and the support, man. He has, like, a plethora of people just, you know what I mean, showing him love. And, like, that's what it takes, man. That's what it's all about. That's how you know you do quality work, man. But shout out DJ Swayed, man.
That's definitely what I'm saying. Tell us where we can go and get that mixtape, the album, the vinyl that you guys had dropped. My bad.
Nah, you good, you good. Yo, you can go to Dat Piff. Check it out. If you want to search it, you know what I'm saying, you can type in Slay Stone, you can type in Stone Age Mixtape, or you can type in Stay Black. But the link is going to be on my timeline. It's going to be on Slay Stone timeline, Slim timeline, the C9 timeline. It's available, man. But y'all just go on datpiff.com and type in Slay Stone, Stone Age Volume 3, Seven Stone Mixtape. And it's there, man. We're just trying to keep pushing and getting it in, man. Just get that dope hip hop out there, man. And I appreciate Diva supporting it as well, man. A lot of the things we do, man, you know, we derive from, you know, mixes like this, man. That good music that really get people inspired, man. Here it is, 2012, and we spending Mary that really dropped, you know what I mean, 93, 94. So you just look at the longevity that music can do and people and how it motivates them, and you see what we able to do nowadays.
That's definitely what's up. That's what it's all about. We got Money Meek live in the building. I got my sights on, baby. Money Meek, where you at? 862-755?
We here. Diva Mag, KT, back on. My sights on, baby. What's good with you?
You already know Money Meek. You getting in live with the DJ Slay RP. Money Meek, what's your favorite on Mary J. Blige song?
Ooh, Mary J. Blige, wow. Man, I definitely got two actually, Diva. I gotta go with the Share My World joint, and definitely Love Without a Limit, man. I definitely love the Love Without a Limit joint, man.
That's definitely what's up, man. Big shout out to D Sway from the DR Show in the chat room, acting the fool, talking about, I got a new mixtape coming out called The Beatdown Chronicles. Joe Jackson versus Ike Turner. What's wrong? That's my two right there. You guys make sure you check out the D Hour Show, www.blogtalkradio.com/D Hour Show, Covenant Cafe, Celebrity Thursdays. He's definitely getting it in. He got a lot of great shows over there, and he always got the celebs coming through. So big shout out to you, D Slate. let's get into this hot mess news. I know y'all waiting. I'm going to open up everybody's lines. Anaya is here. Dope Ass Music is here. Money Means is here. I'm your host, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Tay Black, and this is how we're doing it. Hot mess news for today. Dun, dun, dun. Former NFL Antonio Bryant arrested for strangling his baby mother. Oh, man. It just got real around here. And, of course, when I came across this story, I was like, nah, Gina. But it's rumor mill has it. What is this website? News1.com says former NFL wide receiver Antonio Bryant was cuffed Tuesday morning after he turned himself in following an arrest warrant that was issued for accusations of alleged domestic violence towards his baby mother. Last April, reports TMZ. Bryant was charged with domestic battery by strangulation, domestic violence, and neglect against his mother, the mother of his child, former girlfriend Diane Helen. It says the battling duo, who are in those theories of paternity suit, reportedly got into a verbal tug of war on April the 10th that went up a notch after Bryant allegedly punched Helen in the face. The 6'2", 205-plus pounder allegedly began to pummel Helen and eventually grabbed her neck, all while she was holding the young child. Helen then told police that Bryant ordered her to put down the child. When she did, he then kicked her and beat her in the torso. That's crazy. By the time officers arrived at the scene, Bryant had fled. Helen did have some swelling to the left side of her mouth, as well as a large piece of skin hanging from the inside of her mouth. I also observed several scratches on the victim's arms and neck, a responding officer wrote. The 31-year-old player, who has since with the Dallas Cowboys, Cleveland Browns, and the San Francisco 49ers from 2002 to 2009, is currently a free agent whose last gig was a workout that passed the summer with the Seattle Seahawks, but he was let go due to leg injury. Bryant was released on a $15,000 bond. All right, on that one. I definitely want to get y'all feedback on this situation, and I'm going to start with you, Tay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully, man, you know, the child or, you know, anybody that could be, you know, really impressionable on that situation, hopefully they weren't around to, you know, witness any violence. In a lot of these instances, you know what I'm saying, like, we look at the two parties that were involved in the altercation, but sometimes we got to look at the people who don't really have a voice a lot of times, which would be, like, the kids or the family and stuff like that. So, you know, I just feel bad, you know, about any type of domestic violence, whether it's, you know, man, you know, abusing a woman abusing a man, because, I mean, it definitely go both ways. It can be physical or verbal or emotional. So, you know, we just got to cut that out, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, if things ain't working, man, it's not. You put too much energy into it, man. You know, if you're that upset, I think you should just walk away, leave. You know, let that person know you can't do it. You know, just keep it moving from there, Diva.
Word up. K-I-M-it at the end of the day. I can definitely feel it. Dope Ass Music, let's go to you, Dope Ass Music. What's your feedback?
That punk-ass dude, you know what I'm saying? Any man that proactively puts his hands on a woman, he needs his ass whipped. I mean, that you didn't use nothing. Like, there's no other way to say it. I'm ashamed to be in the man category after hearing some dumb-ass shit like that, man. I'm just beside myself right now. I could never fathom hitting my woman. You know what I'm saying? It's just not something fathomable. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm distraught.
I definitely can dig that. You know, you don't put your hands on nobody, and you way bigger than women. I know we know how to cut real deep and swift and quick with our tongues, but still, you know, it ain't worth it, my G. I know you was having a hard time, but you just said Sunday you told her to put the baby down and you went up top on her again. Like, that's crazy. Wow, let's go to Money Meek. Money Meek, give us your feedback on this story with Antonio Brown getting arrested for strangling his baby mother. I'm glad the queen's still here. Thank you, Lord, she's still here. She made it through.
Yeah, gotta give thanks to Lord for that. Other than that, I think they both was adamant in the situation. You know, neither one of them should be putting their hands on each other. Like the guy said, neither no verbal nor physical. You know, women is slick with their time at times. You know, we all been through it with our mates, ex-wife, companion. I think the whole situation is basically, you know, the kid was there, so they both should have been mindful of that. And it's just crazy that the kid was, you know, right in the mix of that, to see that, even though it's a baby. You know, it's a totally tragedy as a race, period. And, you know, it's totally all out of whack, man. Or it shouldn't have been done.
I definitely agree with you on that. Denial for you, Queen. Last but not least.
Oh, my goodness. I think the biggest issue here is the fact that this has been going on for so long. And there have been so many, especially football players that have, you know, that have physically abused their wives and girlfriends. It's coming out more to light now than back then. But I think any, like, any guy that, I mean, anyway, that feels that they need to be a physical relationship, they need to leave that relationship. It is too, especially when there are children involved, because all it does is it traumatizes the kids. It shows them that violence is the way to solve things, and that's just wrong.
I can definitely dig that. My question is, and of course, Eva wants to step it out, because us as a people, us coming together, you know, what are some of the creative ideals that we can come up with? And it's unfortunate to prepare our young kings for this, because you never know who your son is going to end up with or who your daughter is going to end up with. You know, it's self-control. I learned self-control actually from a man. I had a really bad issue with my hands and my mouth and, you know, getting emotional, getting upset. I had to learn this person has so much self-control. They said, you know what, I can't really be with you, and I would rather not be around you because you don't have any self-control. That's what's very important for our young kings and our men to learn right now is self-control, especially when somebody that you care about says or does something that makes you just want to choke them out. And then you got a lot of stress on you. So you justified it at the time. Like, you know what? You hit the lottery. I've been playing these numbers all year. So you just got the number. And guess what? I'm smacking your koofy off. It's not cool. It's just not cool, but I'm more concerned with my son, he being 10, and you know how little girls was when he was younger. Little girls running around slapping and punching the boys and running and carrying on, but that shit get worse as they get older. I'm not going to take lightly a female putting their hands on my son and my son putting their hands on a female. This is a tragic story. Unfortunately, another black talent has just been stunning, just right there, like boom, that's it.
Hey, Steven, matter of fact, you know, my queen want to chime in, too, on her feedback on the situation.
Yay, baby's here. I'm happy.
Ebony B. No, I just, hey, I just wanted to say I'm not surprised by this news. I feel like, you know, it happens a lot. It happens just in mainstream society, and unfortunately it happens a lot in the celebrity, you know, celebrity world as well. And I just think following up from, you know, everything that happened with Evelyn and Ocho Cinco and everything lately, maybe this has brought a little bit more, you know, light onto that because that's so prevalent in the news right now. But I just feel like it's nothing new. And I feel like if these are women that they're taking to, then they, I'm not saying all of them, but they may not come from money. They may not have a strong education or a career. And so if they're with these guys that are making substantially more money, you know, abuse sometimes just follows, you know, them being possessive and controlling and, you know, running everything. And, I mean, abuse just sometimes, you know, falls into play. But I wanted to ask you, do you think that with the whole Ocho Cinco getting, you know, kicked off the team in Miami, T.O., he's not, you know, he's not signed anywhere right now. Do you think that they brought, you know, more attention to themselves in a negative light because of all of their, you know, reality shows and all of that other stuff? Do you think by them bringing that attention to themselves, that is kind of having a negative reaction from the sports world as well?
I absolutely believe that it did. You know, yeah. From the shows and everything that's coming on, I believe that that was a downfall from the beginning. A lot of athletes and a lot of, you know, artists, past artists, new artists feel like getting a reality show is getting is the new getting signed. Like, it's getting signed all over again, like it's a new record deal. But it's not, and I honestly believe that, yes, following up from their reality show, at first I thought it was the publicity stunt to start a little drama before they show air, but I really think that it has a 100, well, I'm not going to say 100%, but 80% to do with this negative lifestyle, what they have going on. Because if they wasn't on that reality show or if they didn't have the light that they have now, homegirl still be getting her ass whooped, and that's what it will be. And I agree with you, Queen. That does come with the territory when you're dealing with men, because your money brings the ego, and you feel like you can have whatever you want to have and do whatever you want to do, and if you say something, you get a pop in your mouth or cut off. So, you know, you're right. It's a lot of women in and out of the industry, and especially inside the industry, that's going through mental, emotional, and physical abuse for our stand because of the financial stability, and it's not good. But as you can see, what goes up always comes the hell back down. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm going to pass you back to Tay.
Thank you, Queen. That hot mess was right there. I think I got everybody's feedback. I got everybody's feedback, of course. I just wanted to put that out there. But Queen is right. This is not nothing that's new. A lot of chicks are getting their butt whooping. You know, after they get divorced, a lot of the celebrity wives come up and say, he hit me, he was doing this, he was doing that. But I don't know, I just don't get it. After we divorced, now you want to tell all. You could have told all why you were still in the marriage, and it was going to go down the drain any damn way. I don't know. Even thoughts. It's one thing to be getting your butt whooped in a relationship with a dude that got some money. But getting your butt whooped in a relationship with a dude ain't got no money, like, does it really matter? That's what I want to know. Apparently not.
I think whether you're rich or poor, I mean, nobody deserves abuse. And if you fall into the trap where you know what I mean, you're in an abusive relationship and you stay because they got dough, man, you a slave to that bread. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm glad to be safe and broke. You know what I'm saying? You know, and not even making light of the situation, but it's just common sense. You know what I'm saying? Safe. You know what I mean? I can't take no beating for money. I'm not a boxer. You know what I'm saying? Unless that's your, you know what I mean, your alternate job, yo. But I don't think it's
wise, yo. And I mean, psychologically, you know, maybe society has, like, really pushed us to the point where it's better to be in danger than be broke. I mean, what y'all think?
Hey, Diva.
Yeah.
Diva, here's what I think. If Rihanna got her head slapped inside of a Yugo and inside of a Lamborghini, it does make a difference. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? If Chris Brown and Rihanna was on the bus and he was slapping her head on the bus, it would be a lot different than him slapping her head inside of a Lamborghini. And it's sad to say, but it is. It's a difference.
Yeah, it is a difference. Yo, that's crazy, man. We gonna get back into this mix right here. I told you we had some Mary, and of course we got some Aaliyah for you. It's your girl, Diva Ebony. B, Tay Black live in the building. All the frontline fanatics is here. Let's get it in, y'all.
Thank you. Can't let go.